It's time for the Saturday Morning Baseball Coaches Show. I'm Paul Ramo for Q92 Sports. This morning, we will visit with area baseball coaches to see how their teams did this past week and what's on the schedule for this week. Now, the Saturday Morning Baseball Coaches Show right here on Q92. And a good Saturday morning, everyone. Paul Ramo in the studio at the Baseball Coaches Show. And we got a lot to talk about this morning. We're going to visit with Tyler Ottleman of the Rosen Express here in a little bit. But before we do that, let's go through some scores from yesterday in the South Central Substate Junior Legion Tournament going on at Richter Field in Granite Falls. Minneota beat Montevideo yesterday by a score of 9-5. So this morning in Granite Falls for the South Central Substate Junior Legion Championship, Cottonwood, who's in the winner's bracket, will take on Minneota for the right to go to the state Junior Legion baseball tournament next week. Minneota would have to beat Cottonwood twice to make it to the state. And, of course, the state Junior Legion baseball tournament is right in our backyard. It's in Montevideo. Montevideo is hosting the state tournament next week, August 6th through the 8th. So a lot of people from around the state will be there in Montevideo. So come on over and watch some great baseball state tournament, Junior Legion state tournament. And either Minneota or Cottonwood will represent the South Central Substate. And good luck to those teams today at 11 o'clock at Richter Field in Granite Falls. Well, it's a big day in Madison at Madison Memorial Baseball Field today. We'll talk about that with all the most of the coaches here on the Coaches Show. The Region 9C Amateur Baseball Tournament continues on. And we're going to kick things off and go over to Rosen and visit with Tyler Ottleman, the manager of the Rosen Express. Good morning, Tyler.
Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, well, a big day for everyone in Region 9C baseball today.
Yes, kind of a big day because there's going to be some teams going home today that don't want to see their season end today.
Yeah, so, that's right. It's elimination day today, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So. It's getting intense now.
Yep. All right, well, the Rosen Express had a couple playoff games last week. Tell us about it, Tyler.
Yeah. Rosen opened up their Region 9C playoff game against Hancock last Saturday in Ortonville. We took on Hancock, and we ended up beating Hancock 17-7. Kind of right away, Rosen got off to a little bit of a shaky start by giving up two runs in the top end of the first. But Rosen answered right back in the bottom of the second, scoring eight runs and kind of putting ourselves in the lead. But Hancock showed up with nine guys, and those nine guys, they seemed like they all could hit, and they kept the pressure on Rosen. But towards the end of the end of the seventh, Rosen was up by five at the time, and we chipped away and got five more runs at the bottom of seven to 10-run Hancock. So...
All right. Oh, yeah, 17 runs. So put up a lot of runs. And who got the hits for the Express?
For the Express, Nathan Strong. Nathan Strong, Evan Benson, Travis Rademacher, all three of those guys had three hits apiece. Derek Rademacher, Dylan Lilliard, and Evan Kraft, each of those guys had two hits. And the other hits were Nate Nelson and Tyler Ottleman.
Okay.
So, the big ones were, I would say Nathan Strong came up with a big three-run double there in the bottom of the seventh, and the other two big hits were Evan Benson with two home runs in the game. So, nice to see those guys hitting the ball well in the top of the order.
Yeah, a couple home runs, so, huh?
Yes, I would say they were. One of them was probably one of the furthest balls I've ever seen hit by Evan Benson.
Really?
Saturday night. Yes, it was halfway up the light tower in Ortonville, and I don't think they found that ball in those trees.
All right. Yeah, who pitched for you?
Evan Benson started the game off. He threw pretty well, but Hancock, like I said, we knew coming into the game that Hancock, they're an older team. They're a lot of guys that have been around the block, and a couple years ago they've made a nice run in the region, so we knew we kind of had our hands full, and we had to keep hitting. And he went six innings, Evan Benson did, giving up 11 hits, five runs, but three of them were earned, and striking out five. And then Kyle Sachs came in the seventh, and he went one inning, giving one hit up. So
okay,
nice showing.
Yeah, so 17-7 win over the Hancock Orphans. Any more on that game, Tyler?
No, that's okay. About it.
That was Saturday, right?
Yep, that was Saturday night.
Okay, so that win moved you into Sunday's game.
Correct. Yep. We were the seventh seed, so then we went and played Ortonville, who had a bye, and they were the two seed, and we played them Sunday at 2:30, which the game kind of got moved back with the Clinton fire, but we played them and played Ortonville, and they've been in the state tournament a couple times. They have a more of a veteran team, and one of the better pitchers in the Llano Ducks, and we hit the ball well, but it just seemed like we was always with two outs and couldn't really muster a lot through, but Ortonville ended up winning the game 8-2. Every inning, Ortonville had somebody on except for the sixth inning, and they always just seem to manufacture a run every inning except for the sixth inning. So,
okay.
Wyatt Halverson started the game for us. He went three innings, giving up four hits, six runs, all six were earned, and walked seven and struck out four. And then Mike Shakey came in the game. He pitched five innings for us, giving up four hits, two runs given up, none of them were earned, and striking out two. And the hitting side of the game, Preston Kraft had a good showing. He had three hits for us. And then Nathan Strong, Evan Benson, Travis Rademacher, each of those guys had two hits apiece, with Derek Rademacher and Wyatt Halverson having a hit. Evan Benson had the only RBIs in the game. He had two out, two run single for us in the top of the second. So he had a nice little weekend there going for us with five hits he had on the weekend with five RBI.
Wow, good weekend.
So,
he plays college ball, I believe, at Morris, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. He plays up in Morris, and I know he had a pretty good season, and I believe he was saying that he had most walks, or he had a fifth most walks in school history.
Oh.
So he got on base quite a bit for Morris.
Okay.
So you can tell he had a strong spring, and it's carrying over to the summer. So it's been fun to see him play.
Yeah, helps the Rosen Express out there. That's good.
Big time.
Okay,
yes.
So that dropped you in the elimination bracket for today then, huh?
Yep. Now Rosen plays at 5 o'clock today in Madison against Cottonwood.
Okay. How'd you do against Cottonwood during the regular season, Tyler?
When we played them earlier, we ended up beating them 7-3. And that game, what kind of sticks out to us is that was the game that Wyatt Halverson started, and he had some shoulder problems right away, and he left the game with the bases loaded in the top of the first, and Mike Shakey came in there, and he got us out of the jam and giving up no runs. So that's one thing that I remember from the game.
Okay.
We hit the ball well, but Cottonwood, they've been around.
Okay.
They've been around. They're all younger, athletic kids, and they could put the pressure on you on the base paths. So,
okay.
We have our hands full today.
All right. Well, that's a 5 o'clock start, you said, right?
Yep, correct.
In Madison. Okay. Well, Tyler, the best of luck to you today, and you want to keep winning.
Yep.
The top two teams in Region 9C go to the state, right?
Correct, yep.
Okay.
Yes.
And then next weekend, everything moves to Rosen, I believe.
Yep, the last two weekends will be in Rosen, all the games.
All right.
So.
Yeah, I'll be over there next weekend broadcasting games, so looking forward to that.
Sounds good.
All right, thanks, Tyler.
Thanks, Paul.
Yep, that's Tyler Ottoman of the Rosen Express. We'll take a break here in the Baseball Coaches Show, and Matt Munson of the Madison Mallards in the studio.
At First Security Bank in Canby, they'd like to remind area farmers that experience counts. Like farming, ag lending isn't something you learn overnight, and it's not something you can learn from a book either. First Security Bank in Canby has many years of professional experience in agricultural lending and all types of guaranteed loan programs. For farm operating, livestock, or real estate financing, see the experienced staff at First Security Bank of Canby, wishing the Canby Lancers the best of luck. First Security Bank of Canby, member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender, and proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Program.
It's another big night of dirt track racing this Saturday night, July 31st at the Madison Speedway. It's Race of Champions qualifier night, and the green flag drops at 7 o'clock. You'll want to be there. That's racing this Saturday night, July 31st, 7 o'clock at the Madison Speedway, Madison, Minnesota.
Hello, everyone. I want to let you know we are working on the 17th annual Walk of Hope for Lacoparo County. It will be held at the fairgrounds in Madison on September 19th in memory of Roger and Lois Fierkenstead, but with some changes since COVID-19. We will not be serving a meal or selling raffle tickets this year. We will have a variety of coffees to sample with a cookie for a free will donation. Also, be sure to note the new time for the walk, 2 to 4 p.m. Again, the 17th annual Lacoparo Walk of Hope will be Sunday, September 19th, 2 to 4 p.m. at the fairgrounds in Madison. Come for the program, coffee, cookies to see the beautiful luminaries and support the Lacoparo Hope Network Incorporated. See you there.
Okay, folks, it's time to turn screen time into dream time, vision boards into action plans, and some days into today's. Minnesota is home to more than 10,000 lakes, 130 waterfalls, 22 registered scenic byways, and 2 designated dark sky sanctuaries. It's a place where Prince reigns king and dining is divine. So whether you're looking for the Northern Lights or City Lights, Monet or Chardonnay, find your true north only in Minnesota. ExploreMinnesota.com.
Welcome back to the Baseball Coaches Show here on this Saturday morning. Beautiful Saturday morning, isn't it, Matt?
Yeah, it is very beautiful. A little wet and dewy this morning, but hopefully the fields dry out by game time.
Yeah.
A little smoke in the air, but not as bad as it was a couple days ago.
That's right. Yeah, that's amazing, that smoke, isn't it?
It's crazy how it gets here, and I guess it just lingers around. I guess it doesn't help when we have that north wind bringing the smoke here from Canada, and I think it's going to hang around all weekend.
Till Tuesday.
Yeah, just another thing we have to deal with, I guess, for the region tournament. Been a little odd year, I guess, with how things got started last weekend. But
up in Ortonville.
Yeah, just adjust on the fly, and we'll make sure to take care of everything this weekend.
Yeah, that was kind of a crazy Sunday last Sunday up in Ortonville.
Yeah, crazy Sunday, starting with the fire in Clinton that delayed the games, and then just some really long games, and we were supposed to play Dawson Sunday at 7:30 and
up in Ortonville.
Yeah, up in Ortonville, and it got to be about 9:45 and got one out and a couple pitches into the second batter, and then the lights went out. So, that's kind of funny because the weekend before, we had a light stanchion that had gone out, but
in Madison,
but we have a light guy.
I heard Mayor Thole climbed the tower.
Yep. By the time the lights were on, the game was over. But we do have our own light guy, so he's on call tonight if we happen to need them.
Yeah, so what happened Sunday night then after the lights went out? What was decided?
Yeah, well, we had ended up continuing the game Monday in Madison, actually. So 24 hours after we were supposed to play, Dawson came to Madison. Bart Hill got the field ready in good condition, as always. One guy that probably doesn't get thanked enough for the job that he does with our field. So
yeah, it's amazing the condition of the field.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's green. I don't know. Maybe the city's going to be upset that we're still watering it. I don't know, but got to keep it looking good at least through this weekend. So.
I think every day when I drove by the field, Bart was down there.
Oh yeah. Whenever you drive by
with somebody else too.
Yeah. He's down there working. If you don't see him down there, there's probably evidence that he was down there already that day. So. You know, it's probably, I guess it's like his second home, maybe his first home, first wife, I guess. Yep. he spends a lot of time down there. So you got to have a good accepting wife. So thank you, Julie, for letting Bart do all that stuff too.
Yep, that's right. Does a great job.
Yes, he does.
When I walk around on the field before the game, I always look for a weed or something.
Oh, yeah.
I never can find one.
Yeah, well, when everything's green, it can kind of hide them a little bit. But, yeah, we'll have some stuff to do to keep maintaining the field after this game or, you know, for the rest of the season. Just keep making it beautiful and get it ready for next year.
Yeah, it's a big day at Madison Memorial Baseball Field. What, four games today and four tomorrow?
Yeah, really big day. You know, we've hosted the region tournament in the past, and, you know, it's pretty much always been four games Saturday when we've done it, so we're used to that. Not used to that four games on Sunday, so mm-hmm. Hope to keep everything moving along quickly. You know, we got plenty of volunteers lined up and ready to go and hopefully keep things on track. So okay. Should be a good day.
All right, we'll talk about that more in a little bit. Let's talk about last week's game.
Yep, last week's game, you know, obviously you're supposed to play on Sunday and continued in Madison with one out and then a 1-2 count to the second batter. So it was actually a really, really quick first inning. In the second inning, we actually got on the board early. Evan Kells led off the second inning with a home run. A little bit of controversy. Hooked it down the left field line, and initially the umpire had called it foul, and I was actually just happened to be on deck, and I was like, there's just no way that thing was foul. And I asked if they would just meet, and they ended up getting the call right and overturning it and calling it a home run. But, you know, I don't think I've talked to anyone that did say it was foul. So, it was nice to get that one on the board. And then we followed that up with a really good second inning. Carter Amlin hit another home run for us, a two-run home run. So we were able to jump out with five runs in the first three innings. And, you know, Dawson kept chipping away at us.
They did.
Yep, they scored two runs in the sixth. We came back and got those two runs back in the bottom of the sixth, but then they put two on in the seventh. And, you know, Brandon Bornhorst was pitching for us. He did go seven innings, pitched fairly well, had been pitching really good for us all year, just kind of been our workhorse, very consistent. But we ended up bringing in Brandon Hill to finish the eighth and the ninth, and I think he allowed one runner in the two innings. I think that was just a walk. So Brandon was able to close the door for us. You know, they've been our two guys this year that have just been very consistent for us, kept us in the ball games, and we've been scoring some runs, which is nice to see. Years past, we've had Bornhorst going and giving up 1-2 runs, and we just weren't scoring many runs. So nice to flip the switch and get them some wins and some saves and just keep the ball rolling.
Okay. Yep. What else we got?
Yep, on the day for hitting, Matt Inger had one hit, a double. He actually pulled up lame into second base. I think he pulled the quad, so he's been working on that this week. I think he's going to be available to play this weekend. Carter Amlin had that one home run with two RBIs. Evan Kells had one hit, which was a home run. Matt Munson had a hit. Brandon Bornhorst with the hit, and then Leighton Whitnable with two runs scored and two hits, a single and a double. He's been a really big nine spot for us this year. Seems like he gets one, two hits every game and has been scoring a bunch of runs. Unfortunately, the Whitnable family is on vacation this weekend, so we're not going to have him. But we should have most of our lineup to face Ortonville at 2:30 on Sunday. So really familiar foe that we'll be playing. You know, I'm sure Chris Fellows, who we drafted to pitch for us in state, a number of years ago. I'm sure he'll be gone. He's a really good friend of Matt Inger. So I assume that we'll be facing him. You know, they took care of us pretty handedly at home earlier in the year. That game, I think we were missing five, six, seven starters, actually. So, you know, it's a game that we knew would be tough for us to handle. So with most of our guys being back for the playoffs this time around, you know, I think it could be a different story. But, you know, it's the pitchers, I think, will keep it close, and we'll just have to see if we can scratch enough runs across and make a game of it.
All right, and that's Sunday's game.
That is Sunday's game. Yep, today. We do not play today. We're just hosting the four games, the elimination game. So four teams will go home today.
What are those? You got those four games there?
Got the four games here. Yeah, the first game is actually Mineota versus Morris at noon, followed by Hancock and Clinton at 2:30. And the winners of those two games will face off against each other on Sunday at 5, also in Madison. And then at 5 o'clock today, we have Cottonwood versus Rosen. And then at 7:30, Benson versus Dawson. So the winner of those two games will play each other at 7:30 on Sunday. So should be a good turnout. Temperature-wise, just beautiful compared to what it was earlier in the week. So
yeah, you don't want a Wednesday.
Yeah. Don't want that. And we don't want what happened last weekend to happen this weekend either. So we'll work hard to get all the games in. Should be fun. You know, ahead of time, just really thankful to all the volunteers and everyone that stepped up. You know, it's a lot of people to name. You know, maybe next time I will name them because they do deserve a lot of recognition. Yep. So can't pull off a tournament like this without the help of many people in the community and the baseball fans.
Yeah, I know the concession stand is a big deal. You need a lot of workers there.
Yeah, the concession stand, you know, selling adult beverages. And, yeah, we have in Madison, we have the two gates. So, you know, you got to man both of them. Yeah, you know, other fields, I think they just are able to fence it in and have the one. So takes a little bit more volunteers at our field, but we'll get her done. We'll manage, and it'll be a fun day.
All right, and we'll be broadcasting the Madison Mallard Ortonville Rocks game tomorrow at 2:30 right here on Q92.
All right, sounds good, Paul.
I think Bart might even help me.
He's the color guy the insight play-by-play. So it should be a good day at the ballpark, and should, I guess, nice that it's going to be on the radio. So thank you,
have fun down there watching four games today.
Thanks, Paul.
All right, thanks. That's Matt Munson of the Madison Mallards. Take a break, come back with more of the Baseball Coaches Show right after this.
A quick tip from Auto Value. If you're feeling the summer heat, so is your vehicle's battery. Summer highs pose the greatest threat to your vehicle's battery life. Need your battery tested? Auto Value offers free testing. And should you need a replacement, a full line of DECA batteries. Still made in the USA, DECA batteries outlast and outperform the competition. Prefer to have it installed? We'll gladly refer you to a local professional. Auto Value. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Western Minnesota Prairie Waters Regional Marketing has information on everything you need to live in and visit Chippewa, Lac La Parle, Swift, and Yellow Medicine counties. Visit their website at prairiewaters.com for information on things to do, events, housing, education, health care, child care, and more. Go to prairiewaters.com/shop local for a listing of local businesses. Prairie Waters, working hand-in-hand with Explore Minnesota Tourism to keep you up to date on what's available in our area. Help share our story. And be sure to check out the Prairie Waters Tourism Display at the Chippewa County Fair in Montevideo, co-located along with Q92 Radio. Be sure to pick up the latest Prairie Waters Visitor's Guide.
Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Join Bart Hill and me Sunday afternoon for Region 9C Amateur Baseball as the Madison Mallards host the Ortonville Rocks, 2:30 Sunday afternoon. Going to be a great game. The winner remains in the winner's bracket in the tournament. That's Sunday afternoon, 2:30, first pitch between the Madison Mallards and the Ortonville Rocks in the Region 9C Amateur Baseball Tournament. Tune in.
This is Dr. Renee Reese of Heartland Eye Care Centers. We are dedicated to offering high-quality, caring service to patients of all ages. We are a family-run business providing friendly and professional service that is recommended and trusted. We offer optometric services from eye exams to contact lens care to glaucoma screening and more. Our experienced staff will schedule your appointment, provide top-quality service, and show you a wide range of quality frames and lenses. We look forward to welcoming you and your entire family to Heartland Eye Care Centers in Marshall, Cambie, Dawson, and Slayton.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Baseball Coaches Show. We're going to turn our attention to Madison Junior Legion Baseball with manager Jared Royland. Good morning, Jared.
Morning, Paul. How's it going?
It's going good. I love Saturday mornings. How about you?
Absolutely.
All right. We're gonna talk about Junior Legion Baseball today in Granite Falls. The championship game will be played for the South Central Substate Junior Legion Baseball playoff game
between Cottonwood and Mineota. They'll play at 11 o'clock this morning at Richter Field for the right to go to the State Junior Legion Baseball Tournament, which actually will be held in Montevideo this year. A number of teams around the state will be there in Montevideo August 6th through the 8th. So, yeah, it's always a tough subsection, isn't it, Jared?
Yes, yeah. I mean, when you look, if you just take a real quick look at it, compare it to, like, varsity or varsity season, first of all, you got Granite, who was in the section finals, and then you've got McRae, who another team in our district that they made it to the semifinals. And then Monty has a really good hitting ball club. And Mineota has a bunch of athletes too. And so they're always right there. And so, yeah, it's really an accomplishment just to make it out of the section, let alone make it to the state tournament.
Yep, that's right. So, well, we're going to wrap up the Madison Junior Legion tournament right now, and I'm just going to turn it over to you, Jared, and maybe talk about each of the ballplayers and how they did this summer.
Sure. So we ended up, we played the number one seed Granite on Tuesday night. The kids, I mean, our final score was 9-0, but it was a heck of a lot closer game than that, it felt like, the whole time. We just put a couple too many guys on base, and had a couple miscues on the defensive side, and we gave them a few runs, and their pitcher did what any pitcher should do when you get up a handful of runs. I mean, he threw strikes and he let his defense do the work for him, and so it ended up 9-0 to end our year. There's a lot of positives for our guys on the year, especially offensively. As a team, we hit 235, which is that's a pretty decent batting average. I think Bart told me their varsity was a little over 200 this year. But we had an on-base percentage of .444, which that shows that we were getting, guys are patient at the plate, drawing a lot of walks, I mean, some hit by pitches, and really having good approaches at the plate. I think we even had a couple, two, three guys that had over 500 on base percentage. So, I mean, half the times at the plate they were getting on base, which is a really good rate at this stage of their careers. Some of our guys that stand out are Caden Mortensen had a heck of a year for us. He batted 385 on the year, and the thing that I really like about his season, in I think it was like 26 at bats, he only had 4 strikeouts. So he was always putting the ball in play. He wasn't making it easy on the defense by just letting the pitcher get him out, because like Benny and Bart always used to tell us, if you put the ball in play, you make the defense do 3 things. They got to field the ball, they got to throw the ball, and they got to catch the ball. And if any one of those 3 things happens and goes wrong, then you're sitting on first base. And he was a prime example of that this year. Really hit the ball well for us, and he was a good guy to have in the middle of the lineup. Dylan Geiser, he was just below 300, but at a 500 on base percentage. He was at the top of our order too, and I think he only had about 5 strikeouts in 27 at bats. And so he was another guy, just like I said before, even when he wasn't reaching base, he was putting the pressure on the defense and making them work, and was really helpful both offensively and defensively, because he's really a field sergeant when he's behind the plate. And that's what Benny tries to preach too, is, I mean, being a catcher, you kind of got to get everybody where they're supposed to be and get everybody lined up, and he did a good job for that when he was behind the plate for us too. Braden Van Ziesen was another guy. I think he was about 280 on the year, but he led the team with 10 RBIs, and he had just below a 500 on-base percentage, too. He was in the middle of our order, and he really impressed me. And he was our other catcher, and both of those guys, like I said, they really helped us out and did a lot for our team. And it was really fun to watch them progress from the beginning of the summer to the end of the summer, and just see their confidence kind of keep growing and growing. And I'm confident that a bunch of these guys will have a big impact on the varsity come next spring. And that was really fun to see. Okay. And then pitching wise, I was really impressed with Joseph Ramsbacher. He was pretty much our even keel consistent starting pitcher. I mean, I could have him go out and he'd give us, you know, a handful of innings. And what I really liked about him is he didn't walk very many guys. I think he had a less than a one walk per inning average on the year, which at this level of pitching, that's a pretty good rate to be at. And I think he had a sub 200 opponent's batting average. And he was, like I said, he was just Mr. Consistent. I knew when we had him out on the mound, we had a chance to win, and he was going to throw strikes and let his defense try to help him out. That's all you can ask for, really, from a pitcher. The one thing that I kind of tried to stress to the guys is that our final record was 4-9, but we were in a lot more of those games than what that record shows. And I mean, we win a bunch more of those games if we clean up a few things defensively. Uh-huh. And that's the big thing that I tried to preach to the guys. And I know I talked to Benny and Bart about it too, just working on the fundamentals and making, you don't have to make the all-star play, but if you can just make the regular plays that you're supposed to make, that'll win you a lot of ball games. And if they can do that and kind of shore that up a little bit, they'll be a force to be reckoned with come the varsity level within the next couple of years. So
okay, all right, real good, Jared. Well, I know it takes a lot of people to run a pro baseball program in the summer, you know, from concession stand workers to your assistant coach. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah,
parents.
I didn't know all of that, didn't realize all of that going in either, but Bart is always like, I mean, he lives down there during the summer, you know, he's always working on doing something. And if I had any questions, I would first turn to him. And the parents were great to help and step up and work in the concession stand. And so I was really thankful for that. It made it one less thing that I had to worry about. And Bart always had the field ready. And
good.
We got to help the kids work on kind of maintaining the field after the game too. Like, how do we clean up the pitcher's mound? How do we get home plate ready? You know, and the kids were really helpful in getting that set up. And Mark Bierneld was my assistant. He was coming into the year. He knew all the guys a little bit more than I did, and he was really helpful right away. And it's always nice to have another set of eyes seeing everything and working through everything. So I was really thankful to have him along too.
Okay. All right. Real good, Jared. Well, I want to thank you for coming on the Baseball Coaches Show every Saturday. Appreciate that. And you got the first year underneath your belt there.
Yes, sir. Yep. We'll only go up from here, hopefully.
Okay. Thanks, Jared.
Yes. Thank you, Paul.
Yep.
That's Jared Roiland, manager of the Madison Junior Legion team. We'll take a break. Come back with more of the Coaches Show after this. The Chippewa County Fair is back after taking a year off. It's bigger and better than ever. Come on over to Montevideo for the Chippewa County Fair starting Wednesday, July 28th and running through Sunday, August 1st. All events are free with purchase of admission of $10 for adults, and 6 and under get in free. Grandstand events are free this year. Wednesday, it's the Burnout Competition. Thursday, Johnny Home Band. Friday, the Fabulous Armadillos, a tribute to the Eagles. And Saturday night, it's La Caparo Valley grad Lars Hanglin and his Tripwire Band. Come on over to the 2021 Chippewa County Fair. If you like old-time country, Central Park in Cambie is the place to be for music on Mondays, Monday, August 9th. Mario Callens will entertain you with some old-time country. Bring your own lawn chair. Bring a friend. Music on Mondays in Central Park in Cambie. This activity is made possible in part by the voters of Minnesota through a grant from the Southwest Minnesota Arts Council. Whitnable Construction of Madison, Minnesota specializes in new home construction, remodeling, and overhead doors, and much more. Whitnable Construction has over 40 years of experience in the construction business. Whatever you have in mind, Blake and his crew can do it. Call Blake today at 320-226-0202. That's 320-226-0202. Whitnable Development Properties also has storefront space on Main Street, Madison.
I want to talk to you about a new organization with the goal to serve those who have served our community selflessly, past and present. Life After Service, or LAS. We recognize that the communities in our area are strengthened by those who selflessly serve the public. It is our time to serve. Please join us July 31st for the first annual ride. The ride begins at Shooters in Appleton with registration at 10 a.m. and kickstands up by 12 p.m. Live music with legendary Tommy Rex, 7 p.m. to midnight at Shooters. Help us serve those who serve. See you all there on July 31st. Pre-registration online at www.livesafterservice.com or register day of.
We're going to talk Dawson Drake baseball right now with manager Jerry Thompson. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning.
Well, you Drake's had a busy weekend last weekend. And they got a busy weekend this weekend.
It sounds like playoff time. It just happens. You got to play them when they're scheduled.
That's right. Well, you were up in Ortonville yesterday. Tell us about it.
Last Saturday, we ended up with a draw to play Minneota. And that was the late game. We got going just a little bit later than our 7:30 scheduled, but we got her in under the lights. In that game, Braxton Thompson started on the mound. We went down 1-2-3 in the top of the first. He gave up a couple of hits and a run in the bottom of the first. We came back in the top of the second and scored a run to tie it up. And we just kept chipping away, scoring one in the third, one in the fourth, two in the fifth. And there was a point in there that I was starting to think that maybe it was time to make a move with with my pitcher. And in about the top of the, or in the bottom of the sixth, and I just asked Braxton how he was feeling, and he thought, well, just give me one more. And after that, he pitched the sixth, seventh, and eighth, all three up and three down, and no run scored. And we were at the point that it just kind of made sense to let him throw the ninth, because we had scored two in the eighth and two in the top of the ninth, and just to give him a chance at the complete game. He did give up a couple of hits in the ninth and one run, so we ended up beating Minneota 9-2. And as it turns out, that was the third straight year that we've played Minneota in the opening round of the playoffs.
Okay. Wow. All right, so a 9-2 win.
Yeah. Okay. In that game, Caleb Greenman was 2-for-6 with a couple of runs scored. Braden was 1-for-4. Derek Grittmacher was 3-for-5. A couple of runs scored there. Espen Weber scored a run. Nolan Harding had a hit and scored two runs. Josh Staub had a hit. Hunter Cleveland had a couple of hits and a run scored. Blake Thompson was 1-for-4. And Chance Eggensmo came in to pitch in the eighth and hit a solid double down the right field line. So we ended up with 14 hits, 9 runs scored, all around good offensive game. We just kind of just kept, we didn't have a real big inning, but we just kept plugging away, getting a run here, a couple runs there. Mm-hmm. And Braxton did a great job shutting them down. He ended up giving up 9 hits with only 2 walks.
Okay, wow. Okay, good. Playing so, well. The Drakes are playing well.
Yeah, we played very well that game.
Mm-hmm. All right. So go ahead.
Then that set us up to go against Madison, who had a bye. I know Matt had talked about that a little bit. And in that game, we started Josh Staub, and he gave up 4 hits. We had a misplay, which kind of cost us a run there, and we were down 5-1 at that point. And then we gave up another run in the fourth to go down 6-1, but just kept plugging away. We scored a couple in the sixth, a couple in the seventh, but then we gave up 2 in the sixth. Then after that, all the scoring was done. Brandon Hill came in, didn't give up but a single base runner, and Braden Thompson pitched the last 2 innings for us, and he went down 1-2-3 in each of those innings.
Yeah, he pitched well in relief, didn't he?
Yeah, he was on top of it. Unfortunately, we were unable to come up with a couple of hits or runs after that. But just going through the book here, just how close that game was, both teams just had 7 hits in that ball game.
Yep.
And 2 walks. Wow. Our pitchers struck out 6 Mallards, and their pitcher struck us out 5 times. So there was only a 1 strikeout difference. The hits and walks were the same. It just came down that we had misplayed just a couple of balls that cost us a couple of runs.
Right. Yep. Yeah, it was a good game. You guys kept chipping away at the lead, though.
We kept trying. You know, that's good to see in our kids that, you know, they weren't really ready to give up, and, you know, just putting the effort out there to do whatever they could to try and score. It's just their pitching got them out of some spots with some real good pitches, and
I think
actually
they turned a double play once or twice too, I think.
Yeah, actually I think we had turned 1 and they probably turned a couple.
Yep.
So those things are big difference makers in the playoffs.
Double play is the pitcher's best friend, they say.
God, always is. That is correct. Some of our stats in that game, I'm not sure if I went through that yet.
No, go ahead.
Caleb had a hit. Braden with a couple of hits. Derek, another hit. Josh Staub, another hit. Nolan. And Blake Thompson had 1 hit. So that was our 7 scored in that game. We kind of used several of our pitchers just not trying to keep Madison off just a little bit, not wanting to get too deep of a hole. We stayed close. It's just a couple more at bats coming through, and I think we had left 3 runners in scoring position after the 5th inning, and were unable to score them. And I think Madison had just a couple but that reached second or third, and they were able to score those 2 in the 6th. So overall, really close ball game, fun played, and just right there.
That's right. Well, that moves you into today's game. Tell us about that a little bit.
Yeah, we got the late game today again at 7:30, and we'll be facing Benson. In just looking back here in the regular season, we beat Benson at their ballpark 7-4, and I think we were actually tied 4-4 after the sixth there, and we were able to score some runs in the eighth to kind of secure that one.
Okay. Yeah, so that's Under the Lights at Madison Memorial Baseball Field tonight. The Benson Plowboys, their name is, and so Under the Lights tonight, Jerry.
Yep, Under the Lights.
They'll stay on, Matt, guaranteed me.
Yeah, when they've got an electrician on standby, I have no doubts that they'll be on.
Okay. All right, Jerry, thanks for the time, and good luck today against the Plowboys tonight.
Thanks so much, Paul. I appreciate it.
All right, Jerry Thompson of the Dawson Drakes. We'll take a break, come back more of the Baseball Coaches Show after a word from our fine sponsors.
The summer concert series at the Riverview Park Bandstand in Appleton continues this Tuesday with the Swift County Concert Band performing on the bandstand. It's absolutely free. Starts at 7 o'clock. Come on over to Appleton for an evening of fresh air, good music, and don't forget a lawn chair, blanket or cushion, and bring a friend. That's Tuesday, August 3rd, the Swift County Concert Band. Brought to you by Bellingham Farmers Elevator, State Farm, Nate Vandervelde Insurance.
It's America's Night Out Against Crime on Tuesday, August 3rd. National Night Out is an annual community building campaign promoting peace officers, community partnerships, and neighborhood camaraderie to make our neighborhoods safer and more caring places to live. This is the third year the Lac Barrel County Sheriff's Office and Dawson Boyd Police Department have participated in this national program. Come join them at Sletten Park in Madison by the pool Tuesday, August 3rd, starting at 5 p.m. There will be free family fun activities, free swimming, 5 to 8 p.m., bounce house, dunk tank, face painting, root beer floats, cotton candy, and more. They'll be offering a free meal, including hot dogs, brats, chips, coleslaw, and a beverage. They hope to see you there. And a big thanks to all the donors that helped make this happen. That's America's National Night Out Against Crime, being held in Madison Tuesday, August 3rd, starting at 5 p.m. at Sletten Park. It's another big night of dirt track racing this Saturday night, July 31st, at the Madison Speedway. It's Race of Champions qualifier night, and the green flag drops at 7 o'clock. You'll want to be there. That's racing this Saturday night, July 31st, 7 o'clock, at the Madison Speedway, Madison, Minnesota.
Midwest Nights under Midway Lights. The Stevens County Fair in Morris starts August 10th and runs till Sunday, August 15th. Free admission and free parking at the Stevens County Fair in Morris. Family Fun Shows Carnival at the fair Thursday to Sunday. Get your advance ride tickets online, 10 for $20. That's one ticket per ride. For the latest fair information, visit StevensCountyFair.org. That's the Stevens County Fair in Morris, August 10th through the 15th. See you there.
All right, Paul Ramo back here in the studio at the Baseball Coaches Show. And we're going to wrap up the Legion seasons, Madison Legion with Brian Fernals next Saturday, and with the Dawson Legion with Braden Thompson next Saturday as well. Just a reminder, four games at Madison Memorial Baseball Field today, starting at noon, Region 9C elimination games. Mineota will take on Morris. 2:30 game, Hancock will play Clinton. And a 5 o'clock game, Cottonwood will take on the Rosen Express. And 7:30, the Dawson Drakes and the Benson Plowboys, all at Madison Memorial Baseball Field. And the tournament continues tomorrow. Within the winner's bracket, noon game, Chicago and Dumont, and 2:30, Madison Mallards and the Ortonville Rocks. At 2:30, you'll hear that baseball game right here on Q92 tomorrow afternoon. Thanks for listening to the Baseball Coaches Show, and have a great day today. Thanks for listening to the Saturday Morning Baseball Coaches Show here on Q92. Tune in next week at 9 o'clock with more interviews with area baseball coaches right here on Q92. See you next Saturday morning. Have a great day.
We're at 9:55.
Great music for Appleton, Holloway, Lewisburg, and Hentho right here on 92.1 FM Q92.